The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam. This is looming as a big story in Britain. This reality TV show, the Jeremy Kyle show, which Australians haven't heard much about. Adam.
No, and why would you? But it's one of those bear-baiting talk show, reality show type things. And it's been cancelled for good. This is after the death of a guest who'd taken part in the programme. It's come to light that Stephen Diamond killed himself a week after filming the show, during which he took a lie detector test. Basically, he failed the lie detector test. He was found to have cheated on a girlfriend who promptly dumped him. A week later, clearly something snapped in him, and he was a vulnerable person, basically, went on the show. The Prime Minister called it deeply concerning. So that is that for the show. I mean, it was all about infidelity and anger and addictions and family breakdown and you name it. By the way, it is the UK's Mental Health Awareness Week as well. Mm-hmm. But now MPs are going to investigate the whole business of duty of care within TV reality shows, because we know, and we've talked about this, that previously two contestants on the show Love Island committed suicide. So they're going to have a look, and about time too, frankly.
I think we've had enough of all this reality TV stuff. Just a quick one on this expensive project.
Yeah, a report coming out in the next day or so from Piers on the HS2 rail line. Again, not something you would have heard of, except if I start throwing some numbers at you. This is going to cost, wait for it, £200 billion. And essentially, it's just a fast train line that'll run from London to Manchester and Leeds. In fact, it'll basically get people quicker from London to Manchester in about 20, 25 minutes. That's it. For $200 billion, you don't get very much, do you? So who needs that in an age of Wi-Fi, mobiles and laptops, which is essentially what this House of Lords report is saying?
Well, I reckon for $200 billion, you'd want to get you somewhere quickly. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.